And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we are going to get it started for you right now. In Huron County District Court earlier this week, Judge Ferris presided over the probable cause conference for Charles Fred Martin. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani presented an offer. Martin could waive his preliminary examination and plead guilty. The proposal includes a one-year delay of sentence if restitution is paid before the plea. And successful completion would result in a conviction for embezzlement, a one-year misdemeanor. Additionally, Martin would agree to a 30-day bond revocation during the delay. Defense Attorney Dallas Rudy stated he had just received the paperwork and needed to review the offer with his client. Consequently, the preliminary examination will proceed as scheduled. And in Huron County District Court as well, Judge Ferris presided over a plea cutoff hearing involving Tia Michelle Schertz. Schertz appeared with defense attorney Dallas Rooney, while assistant prosecuting attorney Alexander Pahani represented the people. The prosecution initially offered a plea agreement under which Schertz would plead guilty to operating while impaired in exchange for the dismissal of the original charge, as well as a preliminary breath test refusal allegation. Schertz initially accepted the agreement and entered the guilty plea. However, during the court's questioning, Schertz indicated she had not necessarily been given sufficient time to consult with her attorney before entering the plea. When asked if she needed additional time to speak with her attorney, she confirmed that she did, prompting the court to pause the proceedings to allow further consultation. The matter later took a different turn when Mr. Rooney requested permission to withdraw as Schertz's attorney, citing a breakdown in the attorney-client relationship. Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani did not object to the withdrawal request, but advised the court that the prosecution was considering rescinding the plea offer, noting that the case originated back in April and that the people were prepared to proceed the trial. Judge Ferris granted Rooney's motion to withdraw and ordered that new counsel be appointed for Schertz from the court's roster of attorneys. A new plea cutoff hearing will be scheduled after replacement counsel has been assigned, with notice to be provided to all parties. And the Village of Pigeon marked a milestone for local recreation this week with the official opening of its new playscape at the Community Recreational Park. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Tuesday, welcoming children enrolled in the Village's summer recreation program to help celebrate the occasion. Thumb Bank joined the festivities by providing ice cream sandwiches for all attendees. Village officials say the new playground is expected to serve area families and create lasting memories for generations of children to come. And we will be right back after a brief public service announcement.
If you've been feeling unsteady, disoriented, or like your surroundings are moving, you're not imagining it, and you're not alone. For many people, these are signs of a vestibular disorder, and it can make everyday life challenging. The good news is, there is help. The Vestibular Disorders Association offers trusted information, support from people who understand, and connections to specialists. Visit liferebalance.org to learn more and take a step toward feeling steady again. That's liferebalance.org. Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association.
And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.